Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, what's new in pet products? We'll also learn about pet massage and taking your pets outdoors. And we'll start with news in pet products. What's new in the world of pet products? CoolPetProducts.com reviews the latest and greatest and lists them on their website. They feature the latest pet products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, and whatever pet you may have, but they only review the products, they don't actually sell them. Some of the products are on Kickstarter and others are available in the marketplace now. There are quite a few and we've shared some in previous episodes. Here are some new ones. First is a hands-on review of the Wake and Wag dog bed. This amazing dog bed uses military technology. This new dog bed, which incorporates patented Skydex technology, designed for and used by the U.S. military. What can be cooler than that? This super light dog bed promises to be more durable alternative to traditional memory foam and is also easier to clean. Stays cooler during hot weather and is lighter and easier to manage. Our first impression was wow. We receive hundreds of pet product submissions and many of them are pet beds. The last thing we expected was to find an innovative bed that utilizes actual patented military technology. This bed features a completely removable, washable cover and Skydex padding that is actually designed for the U.S. military for use in military vehicle flooring and combat training walls. What you get is one freaking durable dog bed. After examining our complimentary sample sent to us from Wake and Wag, we have one question for them. When are you going to make these for humans? Like a cloud, very impressed with how light and comfortable this dog bed is. In fact, we were blown away with the construction and technology incorporated. It felt like the bed was filled with air, and it felt like lying on air, but also felt substantial enough to easily support a large dog. Durable and easy to clean. A removable cover is a must-have for any pet bed looking to prove to be a lifelong investment. There's durable canvas-style fabric, which is easily removable and washed. Piping along the top of the bed reinforces seams to provide an even more resistant cover. A smooth zipper and perfect stitching contribute to the overall wonderful craftsmanship. No guts, no glory. The downfall of memory foam is that it absorbs moisture and odor, which, along with its delicate nature, makes it very hard to clean. It also does not keep its firmness, is very heavy, and traps body heat easily. This impressive military technology creates a lightweight, durable, cleanable, breathable, and extremely comfortable alternative to memory foam bedding. It seems so light that it appears that when pressure is applied, it would just pop like bubble wrap. But we found it to be surprisingly provide plenty of support, almost magically. Easy to clean. Like we said, the cover can be easily machine washed to remove any odors. The interior can be sprayed with your favorite pet cleaner and hosed down. This prohibits odors, bacteria, or fleas. A handle. Revolutionary. Two-sided design allows you to choose which color to display. Pictured also is the handle, which allows the bed to be easily moved, a design feature possibly unique to the Wake and Wag bed. Considering how light the bed is, especially compared to traditional stuffing-filled beds, it is ironic that they have the handle, but it actually is very useful. Looking to buy the Wake and Wag pet bed is available through their website and on Amazon. It is available in three sizes, medium, large, and extra large, ranging from $109 to $289. The Odin modular dog toy brings clever, minimalist design to unique, modern dog toy. It's a puzzle toy that drops treats as the dog plays with it and is designed to blend in with the human decor rather than look like your average dog toy. We were introduced to the Odin when Michelle Moy, founder of Up Dog Toys, contacted us about an innovative dog toy. Intrigued by its modern industrial design and modern modular capabilities, we quickly found ourselves very excited about the possibility of this product being developed. We found their concept of actually creating a well-designed dog toy to complement a contemporary household's chic style to be rather unique in its own right. Being able to connect additional units to both add variation and length of play, but also to increase difficulty, is an example of a well-executed design in that it not only looks good, but is also functional. And you can find this on Kickstarter.com. Next, the snooze pail, not your ordinary cardboard box, complete with windows and a hammock. Cat Above, the makers of the super stylish cat hammock with wood stand, has released a more disposable version with some new tricks incorporated. The snooze pail, constructed of heavy duty cardboard, is a hammock, hideout, scratcher, and ledge rolled into one. What makes this even cooler is the fact that you can choose up to 9 different patterns for the hammock. Now you can ditch those unsightly shipping boxes for a cleverly designed and economical alternative. Available at catabove.com for $35. Next, Schnuzzle. Kickstarter campaign for innovative modular dog toy with scent discs. My favorite this time. While we have already seen module-based dog toys like PetSafe's Busy Buddy, we are still excited by this Kickstarter campaign for a new dog toy called Schnuzzle. The feature that caught our attention is their innovative scent disc that you can insert into each toy, activated by the screwing action when placed into the toy and by the playing and chewing of your dog. They release appetizing aromas such as barbecue beef, roast chicken, and honey bacon. They claim these zero-calorie inserts provide as much entertainment as a treat-dispensing toy. What we really love is their essentials scent discs, which incorporate essential oils to promote psychological health, focused on travel, calming, and bedtime. Go to Kickstarter.com or MyCleverDog.com for more information. Next, the Woof Stick, innovative dog toy, provides exercise, interaction, and outdoor fun. Are you looking for a new way to exercise and challenge your dog? The Woof Stick is designed to give a dog a great workout that he will enjoy without completely wearing him out. You can insert a treat into the bone that dangles from a wand, which will encourage your dog to jump and pounce as you move the toy around. In addition to providing your pooch with a fun way to exercise, the Woof Stick can also be used as a training tool. It even comes with a collapsible water bowl, so your pet stays well hydrated during each enjoyable session. Available on WoofStick.com for $39. You can learn more about these products and others by visiting CoolProducts.com. They say they have new pet products that are added every day. Next, from Animal Planet, outdoor activities for owner and pet, a pet lover's guide to the great outdoors. A breath of fresh air can do wonders for both you and your pet. Outdoor activities not only provide exercise and mental stimulation, but also help curb bad behaviors by giving your furry friend a chance to release excess energy. Easy for me to say. So set aside the remote, step outside with your pet, and have some fun al fresco style. We've got plenty of ideas to get you started. First, organize a play date. Play dates are a great way for dogs to keep their socialization skills sharp. Find a dog park in your area to meet and greet with other pups, or if you have your own fenced-in yard, invite friends or family members over with their pets for an afternoon of backyard fun. Make sure to have plenty of water on hand along with bags to clean up after any messes, and keep a close eye on the group to make sure everyone plays nice. Social networking sites such as Facebook and Ning can also be a great resource for finding a doggy meetup in your area, even ones based on specific breeds. Get active with an activity. Whether it's in your own backyard or at a local dog park, you can up the outdoor ante with a game of frisbee or fetch. Most dogs love to hunt and retrieve, and you can also use these types of games for training opportunities as well. If you don't have access to a confined space, consider biking with your pup. There are a number of leashes made specifically to attach safely to a bicycle. Never try this, by the way, by holding the leash in your hands while steering, as this practice is an accident waiting to happen. Start slowly and teach your dog to keep pace with a steady trot and build up the distance gradually as well. You can also search for canine biking classes in your area. Take a hike. Even if you take your dog on regular walks in your neighborhood, hitting the hiking trail can provide a challenging, refreshing change of scenery. You can vary between a leisurely or more intense pace and even mix up the length of your outings from short stints to an all-day excursion. Before you head out, make sure your pup has adequate protection from ticks and fleas. Pack enough water for the both of you, and don't forget a collapsible bowl and a few treats for your pup. Need tips on tracking down a trail? Check out Hike With Your Dog for the most dog-friendly locations in the U.S. and Canada, and you can find that on Animal Planet. Visit an outdoor cafe. Pet-friendly dining is becoming more and more popular, with establishments that offer outdoor seating, from coffee houses to full-fledged restaurants. If you have a well-behaved pooch, it can be a great opportunity to relax and bond. Make sure your dog relieves itself before settling in, and keep extra bags on hand just in case. Keep your pup out of the way of other diners and the wait staff, and attach the leash to your chair, not the table. Your weight makes a much better anchor than plates can provide. Speaking of plates, feeding your pooch from your own is a big no-no. Keep treats on hand instead. Dog Friendly provides a list of restaurants across the U.S. that welcome four-legged friends, but it's always a good idea to call ahead first and double-check, and that's dogfriendly.com. Test the waters. Water sports can be a great way to cool off your pup on a hot day. Though many dogs are natural swimmers, getting a Coast Guard-approved pet life preserver is worth the investment to play it safe, whether you're in your own pool or a nearby lake or stream. There are a number of waterproof, buoyant toys available as well that can make splash time even more enjoyable. If you live near a beach or you're an experienced surfer, why not take your dog along for the ride? Make sure your pup is comfortable in not just calm waters but waves as well, and consider a foam surfboard for starters, as this will provide an adequate amount of standing room and grip. Also, consider taking your furry friend along for a canoe or kayak ride, but make sure you're both outfitted with the necessary safety gear. Hear Kitty Kitty. Contrary to popular belief, outdoor fun isn't just for dogs. With the right preparation, cats can get into the action too, even if you have a cat that primarily spends time indoors. If you have a yard with a high fence, you can take your kitty out for some supervised exploring. Also, fence-type portable kennels made for dogs work just as well for cats, and many offer adjustable shelves and ramps to enhance the playtime. While most cats don't take to a leash naturally, some will with a bit of training. Or you can explore the stroller option, which gives kitty a moving but safe view of outside sights and sounds. After all that outdoor activity, maybe your pet needs a pet massage. Also from Animal Planet, pet massage. Whether you're looking for stress relief, physical therapy, a little pampering, or all of the above, a good massage can really hit the spot. But have you ever considered how the practice might benefit animals as well? It's one of the latest trends to infiltrate the pet industry, and even Hollywood has taken notice. Actress and dog lover Jennifer Aniston has reportedly spent upwards of $250 a week on massages and other treatments for Norman, her 14-year-old Corgi Terrier mix, to help relieve his aching joints. But a pet massage isn't just a fad for the rich and famous to indulge in. Any pet owner can give it a try. Here are some insights from the experts to help get you started, including the potential benefits and risks, top techniques, do's and don'ts, and other tricks of the trade. Understanding benefits. There are many benefits associated with pet massage, including just generally enhancing an animal's quality of life. More specifically, explains Jonathan Ruttinger, president of the International Association of Animal Massage and Bodywork, or IAAMB, massage helps increase animal flexibility, improves blood flow and lymph circulation, helps maintain balance, and also promotes a good appetite and sound naps. According to Lola Michelin, director of education at the Northwest School of Animal Massage in Portland, Oregon, the list of potential advantages goes on. Just like in humans, massage helps to relieve pets' muscle tension, stiffness, and pain, she says. It can also help to improve metabolism in overweight animals, relieve nervous tension in hyperactive animals, and support the immune system by enhancing circulation of blood and lymph fluids. Both Michelin and Ruttinger maintain that most animals enjoy pet massage, especially those that are handled regularly and well socialized. However, dogs, cats, and horses are among the most common pet massage clients. Knowing the risks. During a pet massage, risks to animals can be kept to a minimum if they're in the hands of a trained professional who has been educated on the correct amount of pressure to apply, as well as the proper way to move joints. Michelin also cautions that there are some situations where massage should not be used, for example, when a pet has a fever, systemic infection, or certain heart conditions. For the practitioner, on the other hand, the risks can run deeper. Like any work with animals, there is always the chance of getting stepped on or bitten, says Michelin. Ruttinger agrees, adding, if a dog is hurting or not in the mood for body work, or if the dog is dangerous, snapping and biting may happen. This is uncommon when the practitioner understands and incorporates animal behavior, signs, and signals into the session. Techniques and frequency. As with people massages, there are a number of different techniques used in pet massage, including Swedish, a deep tissue approach, sports, focused on flexibility and injury prevention, and hydrotherapies, which incorporate the use of water. Ruttinger also teaches a method he refers to as still holding, which involves holding a dog but keeping the hands very still to detect tiny muscle twitches and spasms. This helps him to closely observe what's happening within the canine's body. Most pet massage practitioners recommend scheduling pets for monthly treatments to maintain health, relaxation, and overall well-being. Michelin massages performance animals such as show dogs or racehorses more frequently, sometimes once a week or immediately before and after a given event. However, it is possible to get too much of a good thing. Ruttinger cautions against daily massages and recommends giving your pet a full 48-hour rest between sessions. This gives a pet's tissue time to regenerate. Pet massage. If you do make the decision to enlist your pet in massage, there are a number of ways to find a professional masseuse, including online searches or consulting your vet. Even with a referral, though, there are certain questions that you should always ask before signing your pet up for treatment. Here are just a few. What kind of training have you had? How long have you been in practice? Do you carry liability insurance? Do you specialize in any particular type of massage or breed? Can you provide testimonials from other clients? And are you a member of any professional animal massage organizations? Michelin recommends working with someone who has undergone at least 150 hours of training, but cautions that massage should not be used as a substitute for veterinary care. Prices for pet massages should be generally be along the lines of those seen for people massages, though they sometimes can run higher depending on where you live or if you're seeking out special services like hydrotherapy. Also, owners interested in saving some cash can learn basic pet massage techniques themselves, though they should consult some references such as instructional books, DVDs, and home study courses before they actually give it a try. Keep in mind that even with a little self-training and practice, getting a massage from you may not benefit your pet in the same way as a massage from a professional would. Redinger likens the comparison to getting a shoulder rub from your significant other rather than a full body massage from a massage therapist, though it's arguable that both types of scenarios are still appealing, whether it's you or your pet on the receiving end. Maybe it's best to sign up for all of the above. For pug lovers, here's something: pug temperament. What's good about them? What's bad about them? This was written by Michelle Welton, and it's called Pug Temperament, Personality, Behavior, Traits, and Characteristics. Sometimes playful and clownish, sometimes calm and dignified, always sturdy and stable, good-humored and amiable. This is the pug. Though peaceful with all the world, the pug will sound off with his rather odd-sounding bark when visitors arrive. Then he will welcome them inside with snorts, snuffles, and grunts. As is the case with most short-faced dogs, his large expressive eyes, wrinkled forehead, cocked head, innocent expression, and strange sounds bring out parental feelings in many people. Indeed, a pug is a very childlike dog and always needs to be with you. If not spoiled too much, he can be depended on to maintain his sweet, comical, charming personality. Pugs are fine with other animals, but they can be jealous of another pet sitting on your lap. Though stubborn, pugs seldom get into real mischief. Adults spend much of the day sleeping. Gassiness can be an embarrassing problem, and housebreaking can be a challenge, especially in the rain, which pugs detest. If you want a dog who is small, yet sturdy and blocky, has a short face with large expressive eyes, has a short coat, is usually polite with everyone, including other pets, doesn't need much exercise, seldom gets into real mischief, a pug may be right for you. If you don't want to deal with snorting, snuffling, wheezing, snoring, some slobbering, gassiness, flatulence, slowness to housebreak, and constant shedding every day, lots of potential health problems due to his deformed build. Yes, it might look cute, but it is badly deformed. A pug may not be right for you. Keep in mind that the inheritance of temperament is less predictable than the inheritance of physical traits, such as size or shedding. Temperament and behavior are also shaped by raising and training. You can avoid some negative traits by choosing an adult dog from an animal shelter or rescue group. With an adult dog, you can easily see what you're getting into. And plenty of adult pugs have already proven themselves not to have negative characteristics. If you want a puppy, you can avoid some negative traits by choosing the right breeder and the right puppy. Unfortunately, you usually can't tell whether a puppy has inherited temperament or health problems until he grows up. Finally, you can avoid some negative traits by training your pug to respect you and by following the 11-step care program in my book, 11 Things You Must Do Right to Keep Your Dog Healthy and Happy. More traits and characteristics of the pug. If I was considering a pug, I would be most concerned about health problems. Unfortunately, breeders deliberately breed these good-natured dogs to be deformed. As such, they suffer more than their share of health problems, not only with their breathing, but also eye diseases, joint diseases, and a devastating, fatal neurological disease called pug dog encephalitis. Constant shedding. It usually comes as a shock to new pug owners just how much a pug can shed. Most breeds have two shedding seasons per year, where they shed the majority of their dead hairs. The rest of the year, these breeds shed very lightly, only a little hair here and there. But pugs are constant shedders who drop a moderate amount of hair all the time. You need to be sure that you're okay with this. Pug sounds. Pugs snort, snuffle, wheeze, grunt, and snore loudly. The sounds are endearing to some people, nerve-wracking to others. Housebreaking. Pugs can be slow to pick up the concept of housebreaking. Expect several months of consistent crate training. Stubbornness. Most pugs are at least mildly stubborn. You must show them through absolute consistency that you mean what you say. Food is a great motivator with this breed, but too many cookies equals a fat pug. Also, you don't want a dog who only obeys when you're waving a biscuit at him. Instead, you should establish the right relationship between the two of you, where you are the leader and he is the follower. In other words, you must teach your pug to respect you. And potential gassiness or flatulence. All short-faced breeds gulp air when they eat, and that air has to go somewhere after all. However, commercial diets make flatulence worse by including hard-to-digest ingredients such as corn, soy, and other ingredients. Instead, feed a grain-free or home diet. That'll do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you'll join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. And we would welcome your comments. So please let us know if there's something you want to hear about or if you want to tell us about your pets. Thanks for listening. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.